Our summer reader this week is chef and self-proclaimed beer sommelier, Sang Yoon. He joins us from his home in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
What have you been reading this summer?
You know, chefs don't get to read very much, but I just picked up Are You Really Going to Eat That?
Rob Walsh.
Exactly, yeah. I take that on plane trips with me, and it's a renegade, Indiana Jones. It kind of reminds me of an old explorer. It's kind of cool how someone goes around the world looking for, you know, a perfect cup of coffee, and I'm really intrigued by stories like that.
What else have you been able to read recently?
Well, I just took up Pilates. I don't want to be a fat chef. So I just picked up this book called Your Ultimate Pilates Body Challenge by someone named Brooke Seiler. It's got pictures in it, and I can do the moves because it makes sense.
Huh. Did you tend to gravitate toward books by chefs or books about food simply because that's the industry you're in?
Well, naturally, yeah. I mean, there's sort of that, you know, voyeuristic aspect of it. You know, I love Kitchen Confidential from Anthony Bourdain, and, you know, there's a lot of truths in that book. And, yeah, I mean, of course I gravitate toward that, but I don't always like reading about other chefs, but I tend to stay away from fiction books, just as a rule.
Why?
I've got enough drama in my life.
So if you had all the time in the world and could settle in to read one book, what would it be?
I got this book. It was a long-awaited cookbook by Chef Pierre Garnier. It came out last year. I got it as a gift. I was excited, unwrapped it, only to find it had no recipes in it. So I put it away, angered by the fact that it had no recipes in it. It's more like a culinary, gastronomic haiku poetry book by a world-famous French chef. And I want to read it. It's just, it's kind of painful to read, but I do want to read it because it's kind of like his own reflections.
How about cookbooks? Do you read them?
I tend to stay away from cookbooks.
Really?
As a general rule, yes. Like I said, the only cookbook that I really wanted to read, there's two in my life that I really wanted, and that was this Pierre Garnier cookbook and the French Laundry cookbook by Thomas Keller. And those are the two sort of ones that I really wanted academically to really get into these guys' heads. Other than that, I've had formal culinary training almost my whole life, and I really don't understand the need for cookbooks. I think they're great for consumers and great for people who aren't in the business, but for people like myself, they're just sort of like become technical manuals.
Chef Sang Yoon joined us from his home in Los Angeles. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
This is NPR News.